Okay, so this week we have an image of what? You tell me. And that's kind of the point of this particular picture. In the past, I don't know, maybe when I first started this blog for the first year of it, I used to talk about how pictures were a medium to through which you could tell stories. And I was really big on this whole storytelling aspect of images. And I used to talk a lot about how a good picture, it should tell a story and there should be something else going on. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I think I said that it's kind of a cliche thing to say, and I said it when I was first starting out in photography. And I don't think that it's necessarily not true. I just don't think that every picture has to necessarily tell a story. But this picture here, to me, it tells a story. There's a particular reason why I took this picture, and it does have a significance to me, but I'm not really interested in that. I'm interested in what it means to you, the viewer, and I've kind of intentionally left things vague. I don't even know if you can tell what you're looking at here. If you either, maybe you can understand literally what you're looking at, or maybe you see something else that it isn't the actual objects, but something is represented by these objects. Maybe there's certain characteristics about the picture that stand out to you. Maybe it tells a story in your mind. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you don't even care and you just flip past this. And that's fine if that's the case. To me, it carries a meaning and it carries a little bit of background to it. But I chose to put this as this week's photo and specifically obscure any other information about it because I'm interested in what it means to you, if anything. And I do this as a representation of the power of using images as storytelling, or maybe the fallacy of it. If you're the type of person who looks at this and doesn't see anything at all, maybe then that sort of means that pictures aren't really good at telling stories, or at least this picture isn't. So I could be reading a lot into this where nothing actually exists. But I put it here because I want you to think about what it means to you, kind of create your own story, and then think about in your photography, how do you approach the art of making the images that you make? Is it because you want to tell a story? And if it is it your story? Is it a story that you want the viewers to tell or to think of on their own? How do you incorporate the idea of storytelling into your images, if at all? Now, we could talk about the technical aspects of this. We could talk about the equipment I use, the ISO, the shutter speed, and all that. But to me, none of that is really important. What's important is what you're seeing and what it represents. And that kind of goes to show another thing about another aspect of photography is it's less about the technical details and more about whatever it is you're seeing. So with that being said, I hope you get something out of this image, and if you don't, then that's fine too. But I also hope it makes you think about how in your photography, what you want to convey to your audience or what you want it to mean to you, and then how you go about making that happen.